Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and over 15,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Livestock futures today were higher. We were 42 cents higher on the April feeder cattle, which expire in 2 days on Thursday. Now they're 146.45. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday was 147.89, down $3.22, so a sharp drop off yesterday for it. Those two markets will converge in the next 2 days. May drops down to 145.12. The spread between April and May has come down significantly. August feeders up $1.80 at 145.05. Live cattle higher as well, $1.35 higher on the Aprils to 126.90. June's up $1.97. August up $1.77. Box beef was lower on choice at midday, down 24 cents at 219.75. Select was up $1.22 at 211.45. The spread between choice and select has tightened a touch. And cash markets are currently quiet. There is a 130 ask price on the live cattle for this week. Generally, it seems like the buyers have a little bit more confidence following the on-feed report and cold storage numbers on Friday. And then this is the second up day we've had in a row off the lows from Friday. Bringing a little bit of confidence back into the market, and people maybe aren't as willing to sell it at these current levels after these rallies.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Like the cattle, the grains are higher across the board as well today. Corn futures closed up 5 to 6 cents, about a penny off their highs, half cent to a penny off their highs. Beans were the leader today, 16 or so higher on the front end. Novembers were up 10 at 10.08. Their high today was 10.10, so really good strength across the board here after being steady early. Wheat futures rallied throughout the day. Chicago wheat was stronger than Kansas City. Chicago July up 9, 486 and 3 quarters. Kansas City up 3 to 3 and a half. Seemed like they were mostly following the soybeans as we went throughout the day. Yesterday's crop progress report showed corn planting 30% completed. Normally it's about 15 to 16%. Soybeans were 3% planted. Cotton planting 10%, normally 13%. And then the winter wheat condition at this point is 59%, good to excellent. An increase of 2% on the week, so that's really good there. Hedge funds continue to buy across the board here, getting out of that massive short position that they've been holding for quite some time. Also talk of the South American weather and the possibility of some frost affecting some of the further south regions of South America, and that's causing these grains to rally. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.